USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Kyle Rittenhouse is testifying in his own defense on Wednesday in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Rittenhouse is the 18-year-old accused of opening fire on looters and rioters in Kenosha, Wisconsin during the riots over a police shooting in 2020, killing two men. Rittenhouse saying he went to Kenosha to protect businesses from rioters and looters and was only defending himself. After nearly 2 weeks of Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine being authorized for use in kids aged 5 through 11, the White House on Wednesday is giving an update. Jeff Zients, the COVID-19 response coordinator, sharing some encouraging news.
By the end of the day today, we estimate that over 900,000 kids ages 5 through 11 will have already gotten their first shot.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio is looking for a co-host. Yes, you heard me correctly. Nationally syndicated radio show and popular podcast, Rockstar Radio with Billy Gerard, is looking for a co-host. In fact, two segment co-hosts. One will join Billy weekly talking about all things financial, and another for a weekly review of the national real estate and mortgage market. Co-hosting with Billy Gerard could be the move that puts your career into overdrive. For all the details and to schedule an audition with Billy, send an email to bill@rockstar.today. That's bill@rockstar.today. Or go to rockstar.today/co-host for all the details. Rockstar Radio is looking for two expert co-hosts. It could be you. Email bill@rockstar.today or go to rockstar.today/co-host. Being on the radio with Billy will make you the expert in the field. It could take your career over the moon. Get all the audition details at rockstar.today/co-host.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott is forming a concert safety task force after 8 people were killed at a Houston music festival. Abbott saying Texans should not have to worry about their safety at musical events like AstroWorld. He wants task force members, which include the Texas Music Office, DPS, and Texas Alcoholic Beverage Commission, to study things like crowd control and controlled substances. The injuries and deaths happened last Friday during Travis Scott's performance at AstroWorld. The Russian man who worked on the Steele dossier is going on trial next spring. Igor Danchenko pleaded not guilty Wednesday to lying to the FBI about working on the dossier. It claimed alleged ties between Russia and former President Donald Trump to help him win the 2016 election. Justice Department Special Counsel John Durham, who brought the charge with Danchenko, going on trial in April. This is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Airlines are continuing to expect a huge boost in passengers as the United States international ban comes to an end. America reopening to visitors who are vaccinated against COVID. United Airlines CEO Scott Kirby tells CNBC the demand is huge for folks traveling now that the borders are open to vaccinated travelers around the world.
It opened on Monday and we had 33 flights at United that came back from Europe to the United States, and you know, almost 100% load factor on those flights. Huge pent-up demand, you know, and some heartwarming scenes of people reuniting with family that they hadn't seen in 2 years. It's great to have our European friends and others from around the globe coming back to the United States. And I think as we set up for next summer, it's going to be the biggest travel season, at least between North America and Europe, that we've ever had.
Arizona is suing President Biden and his administration for enforcing COVID vaccine mandates against federal employees and contractors. Arizona Attorney General Mark Brnovich explains on Fox News why he opposes the regulations.
We think it's clearly unconstitutional. The president has no authority in that anywhere in the Constitution. It sets a very, very dangerous precedent because at the end of the day, our U.S. Constitution can't be masked, it can't be distanced, and it should never be canceled. And that's what the Biden administration is essentially trying to do.
More news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hello and welcome to a new edition of Design for the Time. Of Modern Design. I'm your host, Richard Christopher Scuderi. I'm very happy to be in studio. We're running a little bit late today. Usually we run our show from 3 to 4, but I was on an appointment in northern New Jersey and so wanted to do today's show because today's show is going to be all about interior decorating for Christmas. You know, I've talked in the show a lot about holiday decorating, and there's a disconnect with people with what your furniture and your decor of your home look like, and then your holiday decorations. And I've always said that they should complement each other. And often people have gotten the habit of doing Christmas decorations, per se, in a red and green and holly and very traditional decor. These last 10, 15 years, people are making their houses a lot more contemporary. And then some of that stuff needs to be adjusted a little bit. I say with holiday decorating, take a look at your house and what it looks like, and then add things that complement. And that's what we're going to do today's show on. Beautiful holiday decorating using wonderful things. One of the things that I do at Maven Hill Designs is every single day from the holiday season, probably starting in September, I start to book appointments for businesses, their lobbies, for restaurants, the dining room, and for individual homes, especially if they're going to have a holiday party. I do beautiful Christmas decorations. I make them up. I enable and get them, I make up a design plan, I should say. Then I have them put up, and then we take them down in January after the 6th. So it's a wonderful thing, and if you want to do something special for your home or your office or your business, give me a call at Maven Hill. My phone number is 908-884-0770. I'm going to show you some of the things that I'm working